Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. A 14-year-old girl is accused of fatally shooting her mother and trying to kill her stepdad. That girl is now on trial. According to prosecutors, 14-year-old Carly Gregg sent a text message to her friend shortly after she had killed her mother saying, quote, "Can you come over and help me with an emergency? Are you squeamish around dead bodies?" According to prosecutors, the friend did come over and the teenage girl led her to a bedroom where her mother was dead on the floor from 3 gunshots. According to police reports, it's believed that Carly killed her mother after her mother had searched her room and found vape pens. The young girl used the mother's own gun to shoot her inside the family's Brandon, Mississippi home. To make matters worse, prosecutors say after killing her mother, Carly waited for her stepdad to come home from work and then ambushed him and shot him. Heath Smiley survived his wounds and was called as a witness to the stand in his stepdaughter's murder trial.
Gun went off in my face before the door was, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches wide open. And everything kind of went pretty fast from there. It was a blur. Just gun flash in my face and you know, it went off 2 more times, but my hand was on the gun after the first shot. She was screaming out of her mind, scared. It was like she had seen a demon or something. She was terrified.
Prosecutors say when the teenager arrived home from school with her mother, Ashley Smiley, who is a math teacher, Carly went straight to her parents' bedroom and retrieved a .357 Magnum pistol from beneath the mattress. Prosecutors say she then hid the gun behind her back until she confronted her mother and fatally shot her 3 times. Security footage from inside the house shows the teenager carelessly returning to the kitchen after allegedly killing her mother. The suspect can be seen texting from her phone, asking the friend to come over, and also texting her stepdad to see what time he will be home. Police reports say after killing her mother and waiting for her stepfather, Greg, to come home, she can be seen in the video singing to her dog. When the stepfather arrived, it's alleged that the girl attempted to shoot him and then fled through the family's backyard after they scuffled over the weapon. She was arrested near her home. Carly Gregg faces 2 life sentences if convicted in the murder and the attempted murder of her mother and stepfather.
I'm Jennifer Gould. In a heartbreaking update, human remains discovered in Two Rivers, Wisconsin have been confirmed as those of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. These skeletal remains, including a skull and bones, were found last Saturday by a deer hunter on private property. The site, located just over 3 miles northwest of where Elijah was reported missing, had been previously searched multiple times by law enforcement and rescue teams. Two Rivers Police Chief Benjamin Meinhardt confirmed the ID during a news briefing. Take a listen.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Booth. With that news and following this briefing, the Amber Alert will be canceled.
Little Elijah disappeared on February 20th while staying with his mother's boyfriend, Jesse Vang, who reported the child missing after finding him gone following a nap. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, told police she had left her 3-year-old with Vang on February 12th because she wanted him to, quote, be a man, end quote. She had intended to pick Elijah up on February 23rd. Prosecutors revealed that Bauer had left Elijah unattended for at least an hour on February 16th while she and Vang traveled to other locations. Additionally, they discovered evidence that Bauer had left a 6-year-old child unattended in a vehicle for about an hour in sub-freezing temperatures without the car running. Bauer, 31, was initially charged with 1 felony count of a party to a crime, child neglect, and 2 misdemeanor counts of resisting or obstructing an officer. However, these charges were later amended to include a felony count of party to a crime, chronic child neglect, and a misdemeanor count of neglecting a child. Vang was also formally charged in February with 1 felony count of party to a crime, child neglect, No charges have been filed in Elijah's disappearance. Chief Meinert urged anyone with information about Elijah's whereabouts or the case to come forward as authorities continue to work to uncover the full details surrounding this tragedy.
I'm Drew Nelson. An 11-year-old in Florida faces felony charges after threatening a mass shooting at a middle school in Port Orange. The unidentified boy is a student at Creekside Middle School. He was arrested after showing off weapons and making threats during a video chat with other students. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood, who has been vocal about the surge in school threats, shared the arrest on social media, revealing that the child had written a list of targets. Despite the boy's claim that it was, quote, just a joke, authorities are taking it seriously.
So far, 54 tips have come in through Fortify Florida talking about school shootings. All of them have been deemed bogus. We have two people in custody. We have another person who we're investigating and probably will take into custody. I can't say this clearer. You don't stand up on an airplane and yell hijack. You don't walk into a movie theater and yell fire. And you don't get online and post that you're going to shoot up a school. It's going to get your sent to jail.
Chitwood warns parents that his department will be holding them accountable for their children's actions. He shares a pretty harsh sentiment. Quote, parents, since you don't want to raise your kids, I'm going to start raising them. He promised to publish the photos of any child arrested for making threats and, if possible, perp walk both the kids and their parents in handcuffs to a police cruiser. Chitwood emphasizes that these threats are no laughing matter, especially in a time when school shootings are a very real concern. He says hoax investigations have already cost the department $21,000. The arrested 11-year-old was found to have airsoft guns, knives, and other weapons in his possession. Despite the boy's insistence that it was a joke, he faces charges of making written threats and could be charged with additional offenses. Chitwood warns that there will be no leniency in these cases, saying, quote, threats made as jokes are no exception. This arrest comes amid a rise in school threats across Florida following the shooting in Winder, Georgia, about 2 weeks ago. Sheriff Chitwood says, quote, if I find out a parent knew what was going on and did nothing, your is getting perp walked with them. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.